97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And as we continue to mourn the loss of the victims of the shooting at the Borderline, we have Sophie from Thousand Oaks on the line. And she was one of the first people that reached out to us the morning right after the mass shooting.
Right.
She was looking for help to try to find her friend. She had known nothing about her. Her name is Noelle Sparks. And this is her calling in.
My friend, okay. She goes to my church. She goes every single night. Her name is Noelle Sparks. She was there last night, and no one has heard back from her yet, and she's not answering her phone. And she actually posted on her Snapchat story a picture of Borderline before the shooting saying, "It's been a quiet night," like right before the shooting, which is like the most eerie thing.
Right.
And no one has heard back from her. Her name is Noelle Sparks.
Unfortunately, Noelle Sparks is one of the victims that passed away in the shooting. And Sophie is on the line right now to tell us how we can help out.
That's right.
Noelle's family through this moment, besides our prayer, our love, and just sending them our absolute best. Sophie, good morning. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
How did you find out that Noelle was on the list of victims?
There was a prayer vigil for just like the situation going on at my church, and a ton of people gathered together, and this was at 10. No one had heard from her. No one, she wasn't answering her phone, but it was still ringing. So people had a lot of hope. I definitely had a lot of hope. After the vigil was over, one of our pastors got a call from someone saying that she was actually on the list, and the whole room just kind of erupted. Honestly, it doesn't even feel real still. Like, I don't even believe it still. Like, I didn't want to believe it until I saw her name on the list.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever think that kind of stuff happens to you until, like it does. That's, like, not a way that anyone should ever have to go. But she's in heaven right now.
Sophie, so sorry for what you're going through along with your church congregation and her family, obviously. Besides our thoughts, besides our prayers, is there anything that we can do as a community, us as a morning show, our listeners, to help out Noelle Sparks' family?
Yeah, there's actually a GoFundMe that started. It's under the name Honoring Noelle Sparks. It's by the CVH community. That was started by someone just to help for her family, because her mom was in surgery too, so they've just got stuff going on.
Thank you for sharing that, Sophie. How will you remember Noelle? How's her legacy going to continue blessing others?
Well, I just think that she was so selfless, regardless of everything. Like, she would lay down all of her time to give to anyone else besides herself. Like, just the coolest thing. Like, the amount of times that we say that we don't have time to do anything for someone, and just seeing how she laid down everything for that is honestly just truly inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's our opportunity to help her family out. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're saying that her mom is going through some health challenges herself, I can't imagine being in that situation, being in the hospital, mm-hmm. you having health challenges and finding out your daughter passed away.
Yeah.
And obviously she's going to have medical bills and so on and so forth that we may not know completely about, but for sure, you know, it's expensive to be in the hospital and dealing with surgeries and so on and so forth. So if you can, go to the GoFundMe page Honoring Noelle Sparks and be able to support. Thank you so much, Sophie.
For sure.
So sorry for your loss, but just know that we're here with you right next to you, grieving this.
Thank you, guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.